The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Good morning. It is Monday, the 4th of March. Kind of a wanting to drizzly sort of Monday morning and higher elevation snow. Snow levels going up above 2,000 feet or so a little bit later this morning, and then a mix of rain and snow possible. And it was a pretty wild weekend in some spots. Well, I remember coming back from First Crush on Saturday from Josephine County. Saturday, the snow was worse than Jackson County. And Saturday night, it just opened up like a boatload in Josephine County, and they had a whole bunch, especially in the higher elevations. And it was slow going coming back on I-5. Let me tell you. Speaking of First Crush, that was actually a lot of fun. Greater Grants Pass Rotary ended up having that fundraising event for all sorts of nonprofit and local charities in Joe County, and I was the MC for that. I've been doing that MCing for about 8-9 years now. I think for a long time, it's pretty much a regular tradition for me every March that we do this. And you have wineries, and you have the beer, some breweries, and you have all of the food vendors there and restaurants, great restaurants. It was really an enjoyable night. And they end up doing this big raffle, multiple raffles, as part of the fundraising effort. And so I ended up buying some raffle tickets too, right? So I'm putting my name in there and stuff. And then I'm talking with Lisa Kelly of Kelly's Automotive. Of course, she's running and putting on the event. And I said, Lisa, I really don't want to pull the tickets because I don't want to pull my own name. It just doesn't look good for the MC to pull his own name out of that. So we need someone else to do this. And so we went over to former state rep Lily Morgan. So we talked with her, and she agreed to do it. Of course, she's now the manager of the city of Gold Hill. And I was talking with her about that. We'll bring her on the show and talk about some of the stuff that's going on there, because Gold Hill, of course, having some real challenges with money and trying to figure out how to take care of water and sewage and everything else. But anyway, it was great, talking with Lily. So I said, Lily, okay, you'll come over and be prize girl. We're kind of laughing about that. And this way I wouldn't draw my own name. So what happens? We start drawing names out, and Lily Morgan draws her own name out for one of the prize packages. Now, she had her head turned. It was all on the up and up. It just kind of cracked me up. And then she said, well, I did buy $300 worth of tickets. So she bought $300 worth of tickets. So that's, I guess it'd be like 60 tickets. The odds of pulling a Lily Morgan ticket out of there were pretty good. But anyway, great night. And if you were there, really enjoyed it. And got a chance to talk to a lot of friends and colleagues, and just great seeing people at First Crush. All right, so we had that, and life is good. It's back to the regular stuff here, right? Okay, as far as school this morning, it's a little, relatively quiet here. We have a few districts that are having some problems here. Ashland has a two-hour delay start because of the weather, so it's just a two-hour delay. Bus routes picking up 2 hours later than normal. And let's see. Prospect Charter School, two-hour delayed today. And Susie Ford over at Butte Falls Charter says they're going to have a two-hour delay today. Also, breakfast not served, buses running 2 hours later. No sports practice or late bus after school. And the only other one that we're aware of is Central Point School District 6, Route 31. Ramsey Canyon is on a snow route for this morning and this afternoon. But that's about it. So we're still going to be seeing probably a good chance of snow, but more mixed with rain as time goes on. And it was pretty wild when it came to the power outages over the weekend. City of Medford had a few scattered outages. I know my mom's apartment went down for a little bit at one point. Josephine County was unscathed until Saturday night going into Sunday morning. It was not too much problem, but the Applegate just got thumped. There were several hundred people that were without power for a day. My sister-in-law out in the Roush area was without power for a better part of Saturday. And fortunately, she had alternative forms of heat, and it was a pretty good idea. One of the radio stations that I service on, Jacksonville Hill, it lost power midnight Saturday morning, and then we finally got the power back to it. I had a generator down, was able to take care of most of it. But then Sunday night was when they finally got it down. There was actually a down line from the weight of the snow going up the side of Jacksonville Hill, going up the hill. And Eric from Pacific Power text messaged me a picture of him out on the, it was like a little mini snowcat And it's not a snowcat, but it was very similar. And I was talking to the boss and looking at this. I want one of those things. That's the way to travel around the mountains in Southern Oregon. It was great. Pacific Power, but got that all together. I got to figure the line people must be just monster tired this morning, wouldn't you think? What the incredible work that they are doing, and they're just kind of chewing through the outages. And yesterday, Joe County had as many as 4,200 customers, if I recall, at one point, because the big line out on the coast went out for a while. Cave Junction was down, Selma, and various other places down the 199 corridor. But they have that back on. That's pretty good. There's a few scattered outages. Still a handful of outages in Jackson County, too, going out into the Applegate. Maybe a couple hundred customers all told in Southwest Oregon, where at one point it was pretty much close to 5,000. So Pacific Power has been working it and working it hard. And fortunately, I think what has helped is that the major impact of the weather has been dialing back a little bit. Yeah, we're still getting some snow, but instead of, 7 or 8 inches of snow overnight, you had an inch or two, those kind of things in the higher hills. And I had a smattering in my yard, but I'm only at the 1,400-foot elevation over in East Medford. But hopefully you're doing okay and you have power and you're warm and safe and all the rest of it, okay? All right, touching on some other stories this morning. Nikki Haley has Donald Trump on the ropes. I don't know if you heard, but I'm sure MSNBC is really happy about this because it gives them some positive news to report about Nikki Haley. But Nikki Haley won the D.C. primary. Did you hear about that? There were 2,000 Republicans that voted in. They actually found 2,000 Republicans in Washington, D.C. Boy, that was tough. And 2,000 of them voted in the Republican primary, and I think 2/3 of them went for Nikki Haley. So in a city which absolutely, positively hates, despises, does not want anything to do with Donald Trump, 2/3 of them went for Nikki Haley. So the blob, the D.C. blob Republicans, they like Nikki Haley. So she ended up getting a handful of delegates. She'll get 19 delegates. The delegate count right now, 244 for Trump, 43 for Haley, because former President Trump ended up winning, just crushing in Missouri, Idaho, and Michigan Republican presidential caucuses on Saturday over Nikki Haley. Was not even close. Now we have many hundreds of delegates which are up for tomorrow in Super Tuesday. So that's going to be the thing to be watching. All right. Now Congress is going to have a pretty busy week. And we're going to be talking with our Congressman Cliff Bentz at 7:35. This is actually going to be a busier week than you think. Because I know they were talking about the preliminary deal of avoiding a government shutdown, but this is the week you actually do it and try to get the votes through. They don't do it. There'll be a shutdown at midnight Friday, but I think we're pretty all much in agreement there's not going to be any kind of a shutdown. And President Joe Biden is going to give a massively important, at least for his feeble campaign, State of the Union address on Thursday. And, of course, Super Tuesday, which will likely just more or less make sure that we all know that President Trump is it. But Nikki Haley's there. She's there. It's interesting to look at some of the reporting on this, because on Fox News, reporter Bill Malugin, I don't know how you pronounce his name, he had a little mention there that Nikki Haley would crush President Biden if the election was held today based on polls. Do you believe that? Or is this something that, the mainstream news media, the news media types, and I would include Fox News with that, too. I mean, it's just a little less openly hostile to conservatives. It's not a conservative news site by any mean stretch of imagination. But, Fox, now, does that mean that President Trump would not crush Joe Biden at this point? I don't know if that was sort of the implication of it. I'm going to have to look a little bit more into that story, but the D.C. blob still loves Nikki. They want darling Nikki, to be in there to the bitter end one way or the other. So anyway, we'll talk with Congressman Cliff Bentz about that, maybe wolves. And one question I'm going to have to ask him is, what is the fiscal trajectory that we're on? One of the most interesting statistics going out there in the financial blogs over the weekend was that we're now at the point that the United States of America, just to keep going right now, adds $1 trillion to the deficit. In other words, borrows and spends another $1 trillion every 100 days that it doesn't take in tax revenue to keep the lights on. Every 100 days, another $1 trillion. It's a little over $3 trillion a year, and it's starting to speed up. It's going a little more meteoric as it goes, or what they call it, exponential. You start getting that exponential growth, and nobody really wants to do anything to slow it down. I'm curious if Cliff hears them really talking much about that. But $1 trillion, I mean, most of us can't even imagine what $1 million is, much less $1 trillion. But you think about that. Well, but anyway, we'll talk with Congressman Cliff Vance about that. He'll join the show around 7:30. Dr. Dennis Powers, where past meets present too. Oh, speaking of the $1 trillion, this kind of ties back in. Remember last week, we had all these listeners that were wanting me to read The Great Taking by David Webb, you know, the former hedge fund guy. By the way, it's a great book. It's absolutely free, and you can download a copy of it. You can also either watch a documentary, or I prefer the book. I prefer reading the book. I'm not one of these people who wants to watch a video every few minutes and spend an hour, you know, on the laptop doing that. But yeah, you can do that. Go to thegreattaking.com and you can download the free book, or you can watch the documentary. But David Webb is the guy who was telling you, if you missed it last week, that the way the laws have been changed in finance, in your brokerage accounts, in our banks and savings accounts and various other things, that if you end up having derivatives, all the financial bets going haywire, and you end up getting these intermediaries, I don't want to get too much off in the weeds here about that, but if the intermediaries, a brokerage goes down, an intermediary goes down, you know, some of the places that help facilitate trades, that essentially the system could put a call on everyone's assets. We don't have stock certificates any longer. They're all held in trust type conditions in other financial companies. And we all trust that. You know, you got your Schwab account, or, you know, whatever it is the case might be, your Edward Jones account, wherever you have it, you know, that's that. But what happens if there are problems? And there have been some questions and some changes made to the law. And a lot of this ended up started happening back in the Great Depression, but that's been really speeding up. They've been changing regulations for quite some time. And David Webb, being a former hedge fund guy, he says that he makes a case that the attempt will be made when things are just so crazy financially that we're just going to seize the 401ks, we're going to seize brokerage accounts, and maybe it's one of those things where, like what Rick Manning was talking about on Friday on the DC Swamp Update, they'll be seized, but we're going to just fold it into the Social Security Trust Fund. Or it may not even be seized, but there'll be enough of a return that that people, especially during a financial crisis, would then give up their ownership. And then you start wondering, well, maybe that's what Klaus Schwab is discussing when he says, you will own nothing, but you will be happy. You know, that kind of thing. You just have the appearance of owning things right now when you look at your 401k statements. But David Webb is thinking that there's going to act. This is like the biggest financial conspiracy of all, and it's going to be a great plundering of the wealthy and the middle class. And anything connected with debt, when there's debt call, because it's all built on a house of cards. But I had Dr. Dennis Powers read it. Dr. Dennis Powers told me that he read the book, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later on this morning on Where Past Meets Present, along with some local history, too. I'm kind of wondering what he thinks about it, being a retired professor of business law at Southern Oregon University. I have a feeling he understands the fiduciary aspects of all the financing rules in the book much more than me. I mean, I'm reading it, and I was okay with it, but I think he'll do a better job of explaining it, even though the doc says some of it even has him scratching his head. So if you're a little confused reading it, you're not the only one. It's 27 after 6, so we got a lot going on this morning, And happy to take your call, too. It's 770-563-3770-KMED. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
At Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company, we provide well water services to your home and business from field to tap. Our drilling team will construct your water well, and our technicians at Siskiyou Pump Service can take it from there with pump installation, water filtration systems, and installation of a holding tank if needed. Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company are here for you with complete well water services from field to tap, serving the Rogue Valley for over 50 years. Visit us at siskiyoupump.com.
It's another beautiful day at the ballpark.
Hey, this is a grocery store parking lot.
Great. I need to grab a soda and some popcorn.
Okay.
Looks like we've got a runner. Oh, it's going. Going. Oh, that was a grand slam if I ever saw one. That's gonna leave a mark.
Whether the damage is minor or major league, Lithia Body and Paint is the right call. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint.
Sometimes it's a bit of a quandary at Freddy's Diner in Eagle Point.
Should I start with the Nashville wings or the mozzarella cheese sticks? Ooh, the Brownsboro Tavern burger sounds good, too. Oh, wow, look at all those sandwiches and melts. A pastrami Reuben, fresh-cut fries, or beer-battered onion rings? Maybe a fresh salad, a seafood basket? Oh, man, it's complicated.
Wait till he sees the dinner menu. Freddy's Diner on Main in Old Town Eagle Point.
Freddy's Diner, open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for lunch and dinner.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
Hi, I'm Mark with Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
29 after 6. If you are big onto reading the news and sometimes you feel a little anxious when you hear what's going on, well, you're not alone. And you're thinking, all right, I need something to relieve my anxiety. Well, there's a study that came out the other day. I thought this was interesting. This is a study over at the University of Colorado. And if you're looking to get rid of anxiety, that products high in CBD, you know, the cannabinoids, the not marijuana THC, but like the products from some of the hemp products, they appear to be better at alleviating anxiety than the marijuana products that have more THC. And they did this study and they with 300 participants with anxiety, and they studied them for about a month. And the participants report either using CBD or THC products three times a week on average. And if you were using the CBD, you showed the most improvement for being anxious. So you're able to relax a little bit more and less likely to experience paranoia. Ah, the unspoken side effect of heavy-duty marijuana use. And I know people don't like to talk about that, but it is true. Professor Cinnamon Bidwell over at the university says our study suggests that CBD products may be able to relieve anxiety in the moment for adults that use them, possibly long term. And I didn't realize this is pretty big. Anxiety, a big deal. One in five Americans living with an anxiety disorder. That's why you have to turn the news off sometimes and watch kitty and puppy videos, you know, over on Facebook or Instagram, right? That sort of thing. All right. Another topic that we continue to keep an eye on is the push to get your doctor woke, you know, into the woke situation, and looking at everybody not as a patient, but as a box ticking. Well, okay, are you white or you're black or something? If you're black, you better have a black doctor. If you're Asian, you better have an Asian doctor. Otherwise, you won't have good health concerns. In other words, the woking of medical schools, and specifically Duke Medical School coming under fire. They've been pretty quiet because a lot of other ones are saying, okay, maybe we'll back away from, maybe we'll actually treat people as individuals. And we're not going to worry about race so darn much, but Duke does not appear to be one of them. And I'll be talking with Laura Morgan about that. Laura Morgan, one of the people with Do No Harm Medical, great organization that is fighting this and actually trying to bring some common sense and science. You want your doctor into real science, not into political science. But we'll talk with her about the latest on that next on KMED KCMD after the NBC5 update.
Should you trust your drinking water on a do-it-yourself water test? I don't think so. At the Grants Pass Water Lab, we get a lot of calls about this. The kits are cheap, and yeah, they look easy, but the results can be confusing and still require a lab follow-up. Save your money and go straight to the water lab. Our equipment is much better at detection, and our staff sure beats a hard-to-read instruction packet. Find us online at thewaterlab.com or gpwaterlab.com.
At Father & Son Jewelry, we now have Lashberg Designs. They've revolutionized ring building.
That's right, Beck. Our customers don't have to settle for something someone else thinks is a great style. Instead, they choose the material, the design, the engraving, everything. It's their ring.
It's amazing. Choose one of 200 rings in our display case, scan the QR code into the tablet, and then watch the magic happen. So many options to customize and make it your own.
Come into Father & Son Jewelry for a demonstration.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Cerno with your NBC5 Morning News Update. A bill that aims to end drug decriminalization passed the Senate Friday night after being approved in the Oregon House of Representatives by a strong majority. It is now on its way to Governor Tina Kotek's desk. House Bill 4002 will reintroduce legal consequences for some drug possession, but still aims to recognize the drug issue as a health issue. This means the implementation of a drug enforcement misdemeanor, which has a maximum of 18 months of probation. But the policy still encourages treatment, as anyone convicted can still receive care and potentially early release. The bill was approved with overwhelming bipartisan support and a 21-8 vote in the Senate. Ashland State Representative Pam Marsh says she's confident Governor Tina Kotek will likely support it. Criminal penalties for simple drug possession will return September 1st this year if House Bill 4002 is signed into law. And several schools in our area have delayed starts this morning. As of the time of this recording, Ashland Public Schools will have a two-hour delay this morning due to weather conditions. It says bus routes will pick up 2 hours later than the normal times. Also, Prospect Charter School is on a two-hour delayed start today, and Butte Falls Charter School will be on a two-hour delay this morning. Please follow our Facebook page for updates. That's a look at your morning headlines for NBC5 News. I'm Natalie Cerna.
Well, you know it's Orly Stovin's Spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why, you ought to stop and see our friend.
Lamont here from Orly Stoves and Spas. Are you tired of those huge heating bills just to stay warm and comfortable in your own home? Then now is the time for a new wood, gas, or pellet stove from Orly Stoves and Spas. Orly's has Southern Oregon's largest inventory with over 400 stoves in stock now. Never be cold again. And for a limited time, receive a 30% tax credit on qualifying wood or pellet stoves and installation. Are you ready for a relaxing spring and summer enjoying your new pool, swim spa, or hot tub? Then Orly's has everything you need. We are fully stocked on Splash Around above ground pools and accessories. Orly's is Southern Oregon's largest cow spa dealer with both spas and swim spas in stock now, as well as the shortest lead time of any dealer in the valley on any special order. Don't forget to ask us about our easy financing. Orly's Stoves and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway, Medford.
Come see us at the Klamath County Home Show, March 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Home and business owners prefer to work with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Free estimates, affordable, efficient, friendly, fast arrive on time, finish on time. You can count on us for quality roofing. Call us today. Get your estimate tomorrow. 601-9108. CCB number 230-804.
Over $6 billion in tax refunds were flagged by the IRS for possible identity theft in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you to the limits of your plan. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with promo code PLAY.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMET, 99.3 KCMD.
637, do no harm medicine. Wonderful organization I've been getting to know a bit more in the last few months because they do a lot of investigations. They end up bringing up issues where healthcare is just being invaded by Identity Politics, and it's not a good thing. You can find out more about their work at donoharmmedicine.org. And joining me right now is the chief of staff of Do No Harm, Laura Morgan. Laura, it's a pleasure having you on. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Bill. I'm very happy to join you today.
Yeah. You know, the infection of Identity Politics, you know, for the longest time, I think that there were many people from the common sense side of society that were just thinking, well, you know, this is never going to infect, this is just going to be going through the social sciences, right? I think there was a lot of that that was going on. You know, the hard sciences of mathematics and or the practice of medicine and biology and all this, that's going to be avoided. That has not been the case at all, right? That's really what Do No Harm Medicine is fighting right now, isn't it?
It's really true. And we launched in April of 2022 with a mission to help restore merit to healthcare education and protect healthcare in general from the radical, divisive, and discriminatory ideologies that we've been seeing over the past couple of years.
So, Laura, what does DEI look like in the practice of medicine? How does it work in that world? Could you explain for those that maybe have not really paid too much attention to it?
Yes. Well, it has really invaded every part of medical education and then out in the general healthcare industry in general. And, you know, seasoned physicians and nurses are leaving the medical and nursing professions. Some of us were forced out, you know, because of mandates imposed upon them by their employers or their licensing entities that say they must agree to concepts like implicit bias and anti-racism. If they don't do it, they lose their jobs, and in some cases, like mine, their careers.
Does it go so far as even to firing patients that don't wish to go down to the LGBTQ alphabet of humans, you know, that are saying, well, you misgendered me, you know, that kind of thing? Do we see that problem in the medical world now, too? Just curious.
We have seen some institutions such as in the area of the northeast part of the country put out notices to their patients that, you know, we won't tolerate your intolerance and you must agree with what we say. And that's part of the problem is that we're no longer allowed to just let activists believe what they want to and the rest of us be tolerant of their right to have radical ideas. Now they tell us that we must agree with them or we can't be members of the healthcare professions or even sometimes be patients.
Now, you see, that's really something when you get to that point where you are no longer allowed to be a patient. And it's one thing to be part of the crazy circus. It's another thing to force people to buy a ticket to it. And that's essentially what you know, I think we're looking at right now in a lot of the DEI in the medical world, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's true. And, you know, at Do No Harm, we believe each and every patient deserves access to the best possible care. And that barriers to care should be broken down. It has to do with access to care, not that the system is irredeemably and systemically racist, like the radical ideologies of anti-racism and implicit bias that are creating new barriers and bad practices. This is really bad for medicine because it destroys the element of trust between healthcare providers and their patients.
Laura, can you tell us what's happening at Duke Medical School or School of Medicine, please? Because that is one of the bigger ones, which seems to have been coming under fire by your group as of late. What's the story?
Well, it's interesting to note that the posts by the Wake Forest and Duke Medicine medical students, that happened almost 2 years ago now. And ever since then, Do No Harm's been on the front lines to help expose these kinds of things where, you know, the students are putting things up saying that, oh, well, my patient made fun of my pronoun pin, so oops, I accidentally missed his vein and had to stick him again.
Oh, yikes. Yeah, I mean, now I remember that. I remember some of those posts. I forgot about that. Okay. Yikes. wow. And the other thing, though, more importantly, though, is that there was talk that wasn't Duke also like ignoring research of white scientists because you had to get more science from, more inclusive voices, you know, that kind of thing, in which we're going to actually ignore science based on the color of the skin of the people that are actually doing it, right? Did I interpret that correctly?
I think you're referring to Ben Shapiro's thread in which he pointed out where one of their surgeons said he wouldn't amplify medical literature if it only involved white men, and that he's disheartened when he sees that he has to take care of non-white patients. And it's important to note that all of this took place in once the summer of 2020 happened, mm-hmm. and the George Floyd incident happened. That really served as a springboard for activists to take these sorts of ideologies, take off with them, and really use that opportunity to embed them into medical education.
Has Duke University School of Medicine done anything to maybe, rejoin some sensible practices, or are they still, or maybe they're doubling down on it? How are they reacting to all of this attention?
I don't know how they are specifically reacting to this latest social media posting. But, you know, we have seen in our work at Do No Harm where they have promoted discriminatory, you know, racially discriminatory scholarships or programs, mm-hmm. Also some that discriminate based on sex. Do No Harm senior fellow Mark Perry filed two complaints with the Office for Civil Rights last year for their programs. And both of them had federal civil rights investigations opened, and they had to change their eligibility criteria for the programs.
Are we at the point where qualified people or qualified medical students or qualified doctors are not able to practice or are somehow dialed down because of DEI policies within the medical schools in the system right now? How do you see it?
Well, you know, medical schools can either prioritize academic merit or diversity in their programs, mm-hmm. but not both. When they emphasize diversity over merit and academic ability, they're compromising their academic responsibilities and in pursuit of a political agenda. And, you know, in the case of publicly funded medical schools, they're doing a real disservice to their state taxpayers, who are also the future patients of the doctors they graduate.
Now, Do No Harm, because of what you folks have been doing, more than 40 investigations have been opened up, you know, based on complaints about these kind of programs. Are you winning any victories out there?
Yes, we are. Of those investigations, we have often seen where a medical school will then, once they're aware of the investigation, and even sometimes before an investigation is even opened, once they're notified that a complaint has been filed, they'll either change the language on their website, or sometimes they even take down the entire program in response to that. So those are great victories that help us to be able to bring attention to these things and help bring resolution when there's discrimination taking place.
Laura Morgan is a chief of staff at Do No Harm, donoharmmedicine.org. What's an example of some of these other discriminatory programs? How does it actually play out? You know, what do they complain about out of many of these?
Well, for our Office for Civil Rights complaint, sometimes we're notified of these things by students themselves or members of the public. Sometimes an insider at the school. And so when something is in violation of either Title VI of the Civil Rights Act or Title IX, then we're able to file a complaint with the Office for Civil Rights, and hopefully we get an investigation out of it. But even if an investigation isn't opened, then at least there are federal authorities that are made aware that this type of discrimination is taking place on campuses.
Does it have to be amped out a bit, in your opinion, Laura? I'm just asking for a speculation on your side, because to me, nothing sharpens the mind of woke academics than being sued out of existence and maybe even being found financially liable. Is there any approach, is there any attempt at trying to make that happen where, all right, you're violating the law, you're doing stuff which does not comport to the law, and we're going to get you fired from your position in the medical school or in the system, because nothing seems to sharpen the mind more than the fact that they could have some personal damage done to them? Or does that, does the law not really permit that?
Well, it is true that litigation does have a positive effect. And you mentioned our website at donoharmmedicine.org. Mm-hmm. Folks can visit our litigation page and see some of the cases that we've been working on where we have filed against organizations that are discriminating based on race. And then also, you know, the last year, the Supreme Court decision that said you cannot have the consideration of race with the admission to medical school.
Right.
And, you know, with that decision, the Supreme Court has made it clear that diversity is not the interest that justifies the use of race in education. And it shows that what the schools were doing prior to that was, in fact, unlawful.
What I'm hearing, though, and I don't know if you can confirm or deny this here, Laura, is that the medical schools still want to continue to push this woke agenda, though, and that they're finding other ways to accomplish the same thing without just going, without going obviously in a racial direction. Like they'll talk about someone's life experiences. Is that something you're keeping an eye on?
It's true, and Duke was included in a report we published in the fall of 2022 regarding the types of questions asked on the school's secondary application mm-hmm. for getting into medical school. And at that time, they had to describe their understanding of race and its relationship to inequities in health and healthcare. And you know, they further stated that the school expected students to go beyond just being passive and being an activist. And this year, for this year's application cycle, Duke is asking them to describe a situation in which you chose to advocate for someone who was different from you, or a cause or idea that was different from yours. And so these are the ways that schools are getting around being able to ask blatantly what a student's race is.
Is there any evidence? Yeah. Is there any evidence that engaging in woke ideology training in medicine, to be a doctor, a nurse, or another medical professional, is there any evidence that you have better health outcomes and that people end up being healthier, treated by such individuals? Because that is the big push right now. What's the evidence, if any?
There's absolutely no evidence to support it. Oh. And, you know, at the end of last year, we did put out a report regarding what's called racial concordance in the industry, which is the attempt to match patients to healthcare providers based on race. There's absolutely no evidence to support that that brings about any better positive health outcomes for patients.
But it sure puts a lot of divisiveness into the medical system, and it makes a lot of patients uncomfortable too. I'm glad you're working on this one. And so Duke is still dragging their feet. Would that be fair? They're dragging, kind of being dragged, kicking and screaming to actually following the law at this point, or are they behaving better than I think? What do you think? I'll give you the final word on that.
Well, the way that we at Do No Harm are monitoring medical schools post the SCOTUS decision from last summer is through Freedom of Information requests.
Oh.
And Duke as a institution is exempt from that. And so we're really pleased that big voices like Ben Shapiro call attention to these kind of things so that the public is aware.
All right. I don't know, I should have asked you this prior to going on the air. I just thought about this, but has there been any investigation with Do No Harm involving Oregon Health and Science University? You know, big hospital here in the Portland area, in the northern part of the state. And the talk is that it is incredibly wokey-brokey, just absolutely nuts. Has there ever been any talk from Do No Harm about them? Just curious.
Well, you're unfortunately correct in the level of wokeness for them. Mm-hmm. Oregon Health and Sciences University does promote a lot of gender ideology for children.
It's a huge part of the business. It's a huge part of their business model. Huge part of their business model, right? Just massive.
Yes, it is, unfortunately. And so as part of our mission at Do No Harm, we do seek to protect children from the dangerous gender ideology and treatments that there's no good medical evidence to support and that are actually harmful.
All right. Well, keep on this. I know that this kind of work is very slow and you have to chip away at it. You're trying to get statements. Nobody wants to talk. And the university officials circle the wagons, you know, and it's very difficult to reform these systems that have become so captured by these radical ideologies. But I appreciate you doing it there over at Do No Harm. DoNoHarmMedicine.org is the website where you can find out. And Laura, I appreciate the talk, and keep us in the loop when there's anything else coming out about the latest outrage over the medical world here, because we just want to be able to trust our doctor. You know, we don't want to be lectured to, except maybe on medical procedures. You know, that's okay. The doctor can lecture us on that stuff. That's all right. We're okay with this. But as far as their political ideology, we'd prefer they leave that at home. Thanks so much for being on the show. Okay? Be well.
I appreciate you, Bill. Thank you.
Laura Morgan, Do No Harm Medicine. It's 6:54 at KMED and KCMD. You're on the Bill Myers Show.
Got a mess with the IRS or a tax date with the state? You may need representation. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com. First Response Resolution, your local tax resolution experts in Eagle Point, defending your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your one-stop accessory and protection shop, offering quality products like Lydex spray-on bedliners, undercoating, and truck, Jeep, and SUV accessories. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is now your premier source for overlanding, off-road, and outdoor lifestyle products. So what are you waiting for? Stop on by and get prepared for your next adventure. They're located at 4840 Airway Drive, just off Vilas Road in Central Point. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Breaking news, JetBlue Airways and Spirit Airlines have terminated their attempted merger agreement. This comes weeks after a judge blocked the $3.8 billion deal because it would stifle competition and eliminate an affordable option for cost-conscious travelers. Spirit shares tumbled 17% in pre-market trading, while shares of JetBlue were up roughly 4%. Vista Outdoor has rejected MNC Capital Partners' $2.9 billion buyout offer, saying the proposal undervalues the ammunition and outdoor equipment maker. MNC said its offer would allow the company in its entirety to remain under U.S. ownership. Meanwhile, Vista continues to recommend shareholders approve its deal to sell its ammunition business to Czechoslovak Group for $1.91 billion and separate the outdoor products business into a standalone company. Futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfer subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Find furniture, clothes, books, electronics, toys, tools, sporting goods, collectibles, and more at the Jacksonville Presbyterian Church Mexico Mission Yard Sale. Friday and Saturday, March 8th and 9th at 425 Middle Street in Jacksonville. Proceeds benefit the high school group's annual trip to build homes and provide hope for families in Mexico. Community donated items can be dropped off at the church on Wednesday, March 6th only. Whether you volunteer, donate, shop, or pray, thank you. And we'll see you at the sale.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Would you like a couple of CO2 pats to go with your toast this morning? Yeah, I had Dr. Jason Dean dropped me a note this morning. I think I'm going to have to invite him on the show tomorrow. I'm fascinated by this. This is an interesting little thing. Of course, he's over at Brave TV. Dr. Jason Dean, I've talked with him before. But Bill Gates apparently wants you to eat butter, in quotation marks, butter made from carbon dioxide. I am not kidding you. This is that, you know how he's buying up all that farmland and investing in carbon capture industries? And Bill Gates apparently invested in a company that wants to eliminate animal fats and instead creating fats from carbon dioxide. So they take carbon dioxide out of the air and then make a fake butter with it. And they want to eliminate animals, farms, and crops. Part of the fake food, I guess. You know, it's really weird. It kind of reminds me of what happened back in the 1980s and 90s, but even worse. And you remember back then it was like, fat is bad. And so we have to make, what was it, Snackwells? Yeah, Snackwells. Remember the Snackwells thing? Those cookies and things, they were selling a whole ton of them because the whole idea was that you eat the Snackwells because it doesn't hit. It's very low fat, low fat, low fat, but tons of sugar, right? Remember that? And now Bill Gates wants to give you a carbon dioxide-based lard or a new version of Crisco, I guess. You just feel your arteries hardening just talking about it, don't you, huh? Tom's here. Hey, Tom, how you doing this morning? I like that story. What's going on?
Well, that's pretty good. It's relevant to what I want to talk about as well as what you're talking about. There's a great article, lewrockwell.com, today. It's entitled, How Did the West Become So Stupid? And going back to your previous guest there, I think the Oregon Health Authority should be abolished. It's horrible. They're pushing this woke agenda. Their anti-racist agenda is so blatantly racist. It's hate whitey. They had their instruction in their culture competency.
I wanted to ask you about this. By the way, you know, people may not realize this, but you're a chiropractor, right? By trade, it's what you do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so every year you have to requalify, or tell us what is it like when you get licensed to be a chiropractor in the state of Oregon? What do you have to go through now because of the Oregon Health Authority?
It's not just Oregon Health Authority. I mean, Oregon Health Authority has only been around just 5 or 6 years, just a few years. But basically, you have to take anywhere from 20 hours to of instructions and renew that year after year, 20 hours. And part of it now is this cultural competency, which is basically cultural communism. And I've seen some of these clips have a Black Panther standing in front of us lecturing us how evil profit is. The whole concept of profit is very, very evil.
And this is what you have to go through, this class, to be a chiropractor in the state of Oregon, to listen to a Black Panther lecture you on racism?
As I say, this anti-racist agenda of the Oregon Health Authority is so blatantly, I want to use another expletive description of it, but you'll just have to put that in. But it is so blatantly racist and anti-whitey. Everything's whitey's fault and so forth. And it's they're just trying to create this divide between people, that it's all about race. This is so communistic. It's the way communists have always taken over a society. And I think all this thing about the pronouns, this is basically the camel's nose under the tent. It is an attack on free speech, and I can't say it enough. If you don't have free speech, you don't have freedom.
And that's right. In essence, the pronoun agenda is compelled speech. That is compelled speech, where they, at least that's the way they prefer to it. And I think that has to be resisted at all costs here, as an example, in which, all right, once again, you can, and like I said, I forget which, there was a person I saw on television that talked about it, man, and he was like, you know, you may be a member of the crazy circus, but you can't make me buy a ticket to your, you know, to the show, you know, that person
that's
said,
a great line.
That always stuck in my head, but that's what the Oregon Health Authority, it's what OHSU is doing. That's what Duke University is doing. Duke Medical. They're all in on this.
And what I wanted to say about what we learned in the COVID crisis is that the, I'll call it the New World Order, you know, wanted to mandate all these vaccines across the planet. But the way they're operating, they realize they can't go to every doctor and every practitioner and say, do this or else. Mm-hmm. No, they go to these mega organizations, the licensing boards, the governing boards. It's not just chiropractic, it's naturopathy, it's standard medicine.
All right, now let me ask about this. Since you've been telling us how you have to go through this propaganda course here from the state of Oregon through OHA in order to have your license to practice. Do you have to answer questions that make you say that you agree with this, or is it that they put this stuff out there and then you just have to watch it? How does it work?
So far, the latter is true. They are not coming down to say you have to agree with this or you're going to lose your license.
But is there kind of a...
You don't have to come up with the right answers to their questions. They're not
yet.
Right now.
Not yet, at least. You don't have to come up. But obviously...
That's where it's headed.
Okay. All right. That's really good to know. I appreciate the story there. And something. And I'm told this is happening with all forms of medicine, not just what you're dealing with.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's in all the professions, acupuncture, what have you. It's there. It's rampant. It's a takeover. And if people like Pam Marsh and Jeff Golden can't understand what's going on, we need to get rid of these people. Really need to have people who believe in freedom and free speech and so forth, not all this communist ideology.
And free speech also means not being compelled to think and speak a certain way, too. Appreciate the call there, Tom, as always. Very thoughtful.